We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 18 of Joy. Today's title is, You Are Jesus's Joy. S.D. Jordan said, joy is distinctly a Christian word and a Christian thing. It is the reverse of happiness. Happiness is the result of what happens of an agreeable sort. Joy has its springs deep down inside, and that spring never runs dry. No matter what happens, only Jesus gives that joy. Our text comes to us from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. The author of Hebrews gives an incredible analogy of a race to inspire all believers to persevere in their spiritual journey. The word used for race is agana, from which our word agony is derived. This word means to struggle in a contest or an exhausting fight. It can also refer to an athletic contest or a struggle in the soul. The Christian life is rewarding, but it is also grueling. Living for Jesus is a privilege that requires persistence. It takes the endurance of a marathon runner, the discipline of an athlete in training, and the focus of a skilled marksman. R. Kent Hughes describes Hebrews 12 as follows. The scene is a great coliseum. The occasion is a foot race, a distance event. The contestants include the author and the members of his flock, and by mutual faith, us. The cloud of witnesses that fills the stadium are the great spiritual athletes of the past, Hall of Faith members, every one a gold medal winner. They are witnesses by the fact that their past lives bear witness to a monumental, persevering faith that, like Abel's faith, still speaks even though he is dead. Everywhere one looks in the vast arena, there is a kind face, nodding encouragement, saying, I did it, and so can you. You can do it. You have my life for it. Moses strokes his long beard and smiles. Rahab winks and gives a royal wave. Your heart is roundly pumping. You're afraid, and with all your being, you want to do well. And to run well, you must keep your focus on Jesus. As you focus on Jesus, remember that he is the founder, the perfecter of your faith. God gave you faith to trust in him, and he will complete what he started in you. In Hebrews 12, verse 2, we are provided three great truths that are realized when we look to Jesus. First, Jesus endured the cross with joy in view of what lay before him. Jesus saw past the pain of the crucifixion to the reward that his death would bring. He endured the cross with joy in his heart because he knew his suffering would lead to your salvation. So you were the joy set before Jesus when he was suspended between two thieves at the place of the skull. As you endure and persevere in your Christian journey, never forget that Jesus takes great joy in providing your salvation and seeing you grow in your relationship with him. When you focus on Jesus, you see the second truth from verse 2, that his death on the cross despised the shame. The New International Version says, scorning its shame. Therefore, on the cross of Calvary, Jesus scorned its shame. What does this mean? Let's revisit this cross because this statement has huge spiritual implications here. The cross was the most humiliating form of execution. The purpose of crucifixion was to shame its victims. The Roman soldiers spit on Jesus. They stripped him of his clothes. They hurled insults at him. They struck him repeatedly. Creator God was being abused by his own creation. Jesus took our shame. On the cross, Jesus not only defeated our sin, he also took our shame. We should live with abounding joy because our sin has been paid for and our shame has been covered. The third truth we realize when we focus on Jesus is that he is seated on the right hand of God, the throne of God. Jesus fully accomplished his mission. Everything needed for salvation has been completed. Now it's up to us to joyfully live out all that God has already provided for us. Keep your focus on Jesus. If you do, you can't help but live with joy because of all that he has done for you. Ponder these questions with me today. How does Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3, encourage you as you run the race that is set before you? How does it make you feel that you were the joy set before Jesus as he endured the cross? Today, you discover three truths that are realized by focusing on Jesus. He approached the cross with joy that was set before him. He scorned shame. And Jesus is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. As you focus on Jesus, what else do you notice that gives you abounding joy? Please join me in prayer. We thank you, Father, that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses that have endured the race. And we pray today that we might have that abounding joy that they did even in the midst of difficult times. Father, your son Jesus endured the most difficult of it all. And I pray that we would keep him at the center of our focus as we bring you praise with all of our lives. We love you so. Amen.